This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. The Texas Education Agency has released new A through F grades for school districts. Some school leaders call the new rating system misleading, and they say the letter grades simplify a complex issue. KERA's Stella Chavez and Bill Zeeble have been covering the new ratings. They've been talking with district officials and educators, and they join me for a Friday conversation. Stella and Bill, thanks for your time.
Hi.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Let's start with the urban districts in North Texas, and first the Dallas School District. Bill, you've been following developments there.
Yeah, Dallas actually did well. It got a B. Those who view the Dallas Independent School District negatively, and a lot of people do, might have wondered, how did that happen? And Superintendent Michael Hinojosa was initially confused too, but as he pointed out, the overall grade is based on a few categories.
We had two C's and we had a B, and if you add the numbers, they don't add up to 81. But see, certain of them carry more weight. And so that's why the ones that carry more weight catapulted us to a B.
The Texas Education Agency explains, yeah, the categories carry different weights. So, for example, there's the student achievement and the school progress categories. The state only counts the better score of those two, and that score makes up 70% of the grade. Then there's a closing the gaps category. That's another 30%. Dallas also surprised people because urban districts typically don't fare too well in these statewide accountability ratings.
So districts get overall letter grades, but individual campuses are ranked either met standard or improvement required. So, Bill, what's the situation in the Dallas School District?
All of the Dallas campuses that had been ranked IR did well enough this past year to get the met standard ranking, and therefore they got off the IR list. But four other schools that hadn't been on that IR list last year, they're now on it.
Let's turn to the Fort Worth School District. Stella, how did Fort Worth fare?
Well, Fort Worth ISD got a C. The actual numeric score was a 75. And the number of campuses that are rated improvement required dropped to 11. And that's down from 24 schools that were rated IR or improvement required 4 years ago. Now, two chronically failing schools, John T. White Elementary, which had been IR 5 straight years, and Maud Logan Elementary, which had been IR 6 years in a row, both of those schools are now off the IR list. Now, if both of those schools had not gotten off the IR list, the district faced a possible state takeover. Last week, Superintendent Kent Scribner talked about the year-to-year growth that the district has seen in student test scores.
We saw an 8% increase in the aggregate student achievement of our district. 77% are economically disadvantaged, and we believe that our investment in a targeted way of our resources to those students who are in the greatest need is proving to be the right strategy, and we are absolutely seeing results.
Let's go beyond Fort Worth and Dallas a bit and talk about the suburbs. Anything stand out from the ratings in terms of the suburban districts?
Yes. Now, the majority of school districts in Collin County got A's. Now, these are school districts where family incomes are relatively high. And in Tarrant County, 9 school districts got A's. Arlington ISD, however, got a C, and it's actually appealing that C grade and the ratings of some of its schools.
And while Dallas ISD got a B, many of the adjacent suburban districts to the south and to the west did worse than Dallas. So we're talking Cedar Hill, Lancaster, Duncanville. They all got C's. DeSoto even got a D. And the district says it's working fast to improve things.
And several other suburban districts like Grand Prairie, Garland, Denton, Irving, Richardson, and the Carrollton Farmers Branch School District, they all got B's.
So Stella and Bill, you've been spending several months exploring life inside some of the low-performing schools in Dallas and Fort Worth, schools that have been rated improvement required. And the district's poured a lot of resources into those schools to try to turn them around. So how did they do?
Well, in the Dallas ISD, Edison Middle Learning Center, which had been on the improvement required list for years, it got off. And after getting discipline under control, it managed to concentrate even more on efforts of instruction, and so it managed last year to meet standard.
Yeah, the schools I followed in the spring did much better. All of them came off the improvement required list, and that's Wimbish Elementary and Arlington ISD, Mitchell Boulevard and John T. White Elementaries, and Fort Worth ISD, and both of those schools are now leadership academies. The district poured a lot of extra resources into those schools. They are paying teachers more, and they've also extended the school day. but they all still have some work to do. Now, remember, three categories make up a school's rating, and because the categories are weighted, it's possible for a school to have a low score in a category. Wimbish Elementary, for example, got an overall score of 63, or it met the standard in two of three of the categories, but it got a 55 in the Closing the Gaps category. And what that means, the Closing the Gaps category looks at different groups of students, like kids who are in special education, English language learners, economically disadvantaged students, and it looks to see whether the kids in those groups met their goals. So the more targets that they meet or the more goals that they meet, the more points they get.
KERA's Stella Chavez and Bill Zeeble. Stella and Bill, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Eric.
Good to be here.